What keeps us from actually doing the thing to achieve our goals? Well, it all comes down to the question of, are your goals aligned with your purpose? Because if they are aligned with your values and where you feel led to serve, then this will lead to more meaningful and sustainable success. If they aren't aligned, we may not be as motivated to actually do the work toward them, because let's be real, anything we do takes real effort. Together today, let's explore how aligning your goals with your purpose leads to more meaningful success. We'll dive into what it means to draw out your deep-rooted why and why that is an important ingredient in all of this. And then we'll touch on why setting bold goals and dreaming beyond limitations actually matters. Thinking about and planning out what goals you could have is a necessary step to make things come together. Don't skip the dreaming stage. And after all, it can be a lot of fun if you let go of reality for a little bit and just dream about the what ifs and the possibilities life has to offer. Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough. I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing. Hey, hey, friend. Welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. I'm your host, Gabe Cox, and I am excited for this episode where we're going to talk about coming up with bold goals and why a why matters. So here's the thing. There's a few things you need to do in order to go after a goal. First, you say it, then you see it, then you plan it, and you do it. We first need to speak what it is we want because we need to be clear about what we're working toward. Saying it out loud is us solidifying our decision, and we have to put in the effort and work to achieve it because just saying it or writing it down our goal does nothing if we don't get into motion and actually take steps toward our goals. But the middle part is just as important, seeing it. Really, truly knowing why you are willing to put in the effort to achieve the goal you have. Now, this goes deeper than frequently visualizing your goal, which is important, and we'll get into that more in the next episodes. Not in a woo-woo way, by the way, but in a biblical way. But the goal actually needs to seep so far down inside of you that it draws out raw emotion. You need a passionate why that actually matters to you for you to take time away from other important things to do the work it will take to go after this goal of yours. Without a why like this, it is easier to stay in the comfort of our safe boundaries. It's easier to also quit on ourselves because we don't have any real skin in the game. When things get hard, it won't feel worth it to continue. And unless you have a strong why for making it happen, you will quit. Can you see yourself at the end of your goal? Can you really see yourself at the finish line? What does it look like? How does it make you feel? What's going on in your mind at that point? Do you see it? Do you really see it? You need to emotionalize that vision. So how do we do this? Well, let's talk about five practical steps you can take to draw out that resonating why and the emotions behind it. First, connect your goals with purpose. Now, connecting goals with purpose involves a deliberate effort to align your personal or business goals with a deeper sense of purpose or values, because this can bring more fulfillment and satisfaction in the pursuit of success. What does purpose mean to you? What drives you? What values or principles do you hold dear? How do you want to make a difference in your own life or in the lives of others? What are your core values? Now, core values are fundamental beliefs that guide decision-making and behavior. It's important to align your goals with these core values because it brings a sense of authenticity and integrity into your pursuits. So, for example, my goal of qualifying for the Boston Marathon seemed a bit selfish. But when I dove deeper into my values and purpose, I realized it was not only so that I knew I could do hard things, but also so that I could be an example to my own kids on how to take a goal from start to finish with the discipline and commitment it took to do so. I wanted to be their role model. I didn't want them to have to look past me for their goal setting. My core value was teaching my boys how to dream and go after that dream, as well as to show them that they don't have to lose those dreams when they move into adulthood. Now, that sounds like a pretty good purpose, right? So my goal of qualifying for the Boston Marathon stemmed much further than just a personal ambition. Can you link your goal to purpose now that you've thought through what purpose means to you and what your core values are? Now, if you value community, maybe your goal is to build a network of people who are interested in the same things you are. Maybe a monthly meetup or club to do an activity together. This can develop a deeper sense of connection and motivation toward your goal. There are also psychological benefits to aligning your goals with purpose. It can help you gain intrinsic motivation. People with purposeful goals find joy and fulfillment in the process of pursuing them more than people who don't align the two things together. It helps because you not only are focusing on external rewards or validation, but you have a higher purpose in what you're doing, which motivates you to continue when the going gets tough. And that is really, really important. If you haven't really done this part before, then I encourage you to pull out a journal and take some time to reflect. Write a list of your core values. Write a list of your priorities for the season. Then check your goal and see if it aligns. What purpose does it serve alongside your core values and priorities? Now, I dive deeper into aligning your values and purpose in episode 239, so you can go check that out if you would like to. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Number two, the second step to setting bold, purposeful goals is to find your true why. Now, there is power in the why. You will not last long doing something that takes time away from other things unless you have a strong reason to do so. The why refers to the underlying purpose, motivation, or reason that drives all your actions and aspirations for your goal. When you understand and embrace your why, it can have a profound effect on your journey toward achieving your goal. It can fuel persistence, resilience, and passion for what you're doing. It will keep you going when you want to quit. Now, I wanted to quit on myself so many times when I was pursuing a Boston Marathon qualifying time because it was dang hard. I had to get up early. I had to train hard. I had to train long. I had to miss some life events. I took some time away from my family. Now, this wasn't as bad because my training was mostly early and I did that on purpose. But the long training runs on the weekend could take up to 5 hours. I had to say no to a lot of things. I had to discipline my flesh. I had to fight for my speed to increase. But the why is what kept me going. I didn't want to quit on myself because if I did, then I was quitting on my kids too. I brought them into my goal, which I encourage you to do if you have kids. I got them excited about it. That helped hold me accountable to see it through. And guess what? When I actually did achieve it, they were there at the finish line just as excited as I was because they were my why. When you identify your why, you can have clarity and a sense of direction, which in turn makes it easier to prioritize tasks and make decisions aligned with your values so that you can stay focused on what truly matters to you. Your why is fuel for persistence. It acts as a powerful fuel to keep going in times of challenges or setbacks. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We are not promised heartache-free lives. We weren't promised lives free from obstacles. Challenges and setbacks will come. That's just life. But knowing why you're pursuing the goal you are can reignite your determination to keep moving forward and find a way around the roadblock. Embracing your why strengthens your resilience. You will develop the ability to bounce back from failures or obstacles more readily because your motivation is rooted in something deeper than the external motivations. Understanding your why ignites passion and commitment in your life. When your goals are connected to a meaningful purpose, you're more likely to invest your time, energy, and resources wholeheartedly, leading to sustained effort and progress. And ultimately, aligning your goals with your why leads to more sustainable progress. You're not just chasing fleeting success. but rather you're building a path that resonates with your values and fulfills your sense of purpose. It's a driving force that propels you forward. So now that you know a why is important, how do you truly find your deep resonating why? Well, I have a simple exercise for you. First, I want you to ask yourself why you want to hit the goal that you have. Then ask yourself again and continue to ask why until the reason you have is deep enough to draw out an emotion for you. So what would change in your life if you hit your goal? Or what wouldn't change in your life if you don't? Now, this seems so silly, like when our younger kids ask us continually why until we finally say, just because it is, right? Like, why is the sky blue? Well, because that's how God created it. Or, well, why did God create it that way? Well, I don't know, you know, just because. But you know what? This does work. Why do you want to start an online business? Because I want to earn extra money. Okay, but why do you need to earn extra money? Because I want flexibility to do things when I want to without wondering how I'll pay for it. Okay, well, why does that matter to you? Because I want to live with adventure. Okay, but what will that do for you? It will help me to build an even stronger family unit and create memories. Yeah, okay. Well, why does that matter? Because I long for deep relationships. I want to know that I lived life and didn't just go through the motions. I want my kids to know I cherish them and want to spend quality time with them. Okay, now this is getting good, right? That is a deep-rooted why. Draw out your why. Take some time to do this. It's going to matter for the long haul.
Are you tired of quitting on yourself and your goals? I get it. You've been hemming and hawing about a goal you want to achieve for a while now, and you know your life would be enriched if you could make it happen. But it's hard to justify taking time out for yourself when your plate's already full with work, kids' activities, home management, and everything in between. What if I told you that you could, in fact, work toward a goal in a stress-less, no-hustle way so that you can make an impact on your kids and that they need to see you win? What if I told you that you can create a personalized game plan that works in the season of life that you're in with the capacity you have without sacrificing precious family time? Let me show you how to think backward so you can spend less time worrying about where to start and more time taking action that works. My simple Red Hot Goals formula will help you create a personalized game plan that works for the seasons you're in and the capacity you have. You can work your goals into your lifestyle without sacrificing everything to achieve them. With the Red Hot Goals formula, you will be able to gain clarity that makes your dream real to you without worrying about how it'll all come together. Craft a simplified game plan that gets results in the season of life you're in. And take action that works, even if you have a limited time to make things happen. Are you ready to ditch the overwhelm and go after your goals in a stress-less, no-hustle kind of way? Then head to redhotmindset.com/FLG to learn more about Finish Line Goals and join me today. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/FLG.
The third step to setting bold, purposeful goals is to break free from self-imposed limitations and dream huge. One of the best ways to set bold, purposeful goals is to let go of any self-imposed limitations or societal expectations and to dream as big as you can. Who cares if it is realistic or not at this point? That's not the purpose of this exercise. The purpose is to expand your vision even further. So here's my million-dollar question for you. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want to do? What would your goals be? The sky is the limit. If I knew I couldn't fail, I'd be the next host of SportsCenter. Truly, that was a huge goal of mine when I was in college. Sports broadcasting was where it was, and I would have been one of the first women to really break into it. And I would have loved it. I still sometimes dream about that. And maybe that will happen someday. Or better yet, I would be a star athlete for the WNBA. Now, sitting at 5 foot, maybe 2 inches, maybe, this was a pipe dream for me. But what if I had really, truly believed I could do either of these things and I let go of societal pressures or societal expectations or just my own self-imposed limitations? Here's why I want you to think this way. Our self-imposed limitations can create fear and doubt in us. Past failures can create barriers to setting ambitious goals. When we expand, it helps us to recognize and challenge those limitations that we place on ourselves. And it's a way to bring God into our goals because those big, bold, burly goals can't really happen on their own, can they? We can't necessarily do them without help. It pushes us to allow God to lead and give us the strength to get to that next step. Oh, and by the way, had I hit either of those goals, God could have used me there. They don't seem like mission field goals, right? But that's something we overlook or forget or maybe don't even consider. Our goals don't have to be mission work to be God-driven. God can use us wherever we are to serve his purpose. Pursuing goals God's way means we let him lead us in our goals for his glory. And that can be right where you are today, in your work, in your home, in your community, or maybe on the literal mission field. Mission work happens right where we are when we say yes to being used. Mother Teresa had a huge vision, and she allowed God to work in her to bring it to fruition. She didn't do it on her own. But what if she hadn't dreamed of a big, purposeful goal? Walt Disney is also a favorite of mine because he didn't let his limitations or societal expectations stop his vision. And now look what he created. There is power in vision. There is power in dreaming huge. When you envision a future beyond your current limitations, it can inspire creativity, innovation, and a sense of purposeful action. When Disney World was open for the first time, Disney wasn't there to cut the red tape. But his wife said in reply to someone who told her it was too bad he wasn't there to see it, she said, he did see it. That's why it's here. Vision, right? Dreaming big. Now, another thing that can limit our vision is societal pressures or expectations. So many doubters out there who can influence our goal setting. Comparison can sweep in and keep us stuck. Expectations of what we should do or should be can haunt us. Let go of some of those pressures and lean into your core values, your priorities, and what God has for you. It's not about them. It's about where you're being called. Set goals that reflect that place. And embrace boldness in your goal-setting process. Stretch your imagination. Set some stretch goals that you need help with. Pursue endeavors that may seem daunting, but make sure they align with your true passions and values. Because we will talk about how to take that big dream or those big imaginations and create that doable goal. And that brings me to step number 4, and that is to set ambitious yet achievable goals. It's important to strike the right balance between setting ambitious goals that inspire growth and being realistic about what's achievable, especially in the season you are in. The reason we dream huge in step 3 is so that we can let go of all expectations or limitations to expand our vision. From that, we take time out to pray, to be quiet, and listen for what goal we really feel is for us in the season we're in with the capacity we have. We all have our limits. God does not. There is a balance between those two things. Ambition isn't just about setting lofty goals, but also about having the drive and determination to work toward them consistently, even in the midst of distraction or obstacles that tend to get in the way. It's about setting the right goals. Think about the skills or talents you already have, the resources available to you, and the time you have to spend working on your goals. What season are you in? What demands do you have at home? What demands do you have at work? What can you give to this extra pursuit? Once you look at these things, now look at that big, burly list of goals that you just dreamed up and see which ones can fit into this. I want your goal to be a stretch goal for you, something that puts a little pressure on you, something that seems a little challenging, like you couldn't do it on your own, but not something truly unrealistic in the season you're in. When the goal is more near the impossible, you won't stick with it long term. It's really hard to see the progress. Now, the other thing I want you to think about when picking a goal is that a big goal is okay. We'll actually break it down even more. So if your goal is maybe to make $100,000 this year, cool. That could be a stretch goal for you in your business, but we'll break it down for you to see that it's much closer than you think with stepping stone goals all along the way. We'll talk about how to break down that larger stretch goal into more achievable, doable chunks in one of the next episodes and why it matters to do that. I'll break down how to reverse engineer your goals so that you can add them into your life without sacrificing everything to do so. This takes overwhelm out of the game. Then, in the next episodes, we'll also be talking about how to prioritize tasks, stay committed, track progress, and course correct when you need to. I also share more about how to set realistic, doable goals in my free workshop, 3 Pillars to Setting and Crushing Goals in a Stressless, No Hustle Way. You can register free at redhotmindset.com/goals, and I'll leave a link in the show notes for you if you're interested in that. I really break this process down for you in there. The most important part here is that you choose a goal that strikes the right balance between ambition and achievability so that you'll stay committed to the journey with confidence. So go ahead, choose that goal you are interested in pursuing. All right, and then the last step, step number 5, is to measure your success beyond external metrics. What do I mean by that? Well, I want you to throw out the notion that success means wealth or status. We need to take some time to define success on our own terms, what it actually means to us personally, incorporating aspects like personal fulfillment, impact on others, and alignment with our core values, which we talked about a little bit earlier. So challenge those traditional notions that success is tied to external metrics like wealth, status, or material possessions. This is narrow thinking. For me, success means I have adventure in my life, that I'm experiencing life as it comes rather than wishing away each day. It means creating memories with my family. It means feeling secure but not longing for more. Contentment with ambition. It means I truly surrender my life, my whole life, to Christ and allow Him to be the driver. It means when people see me, they say, all is well. So what does success mean for you? Take a little time, grab out that journal again, and reflect on what success means in terms of personal fulfillment for you, in terms of growth, in terms of overall well-being, in terms of serving God. What does success mean for you when it comes to impacting others? Consider how your actions, your choices, and contributions can benefit your community, your family, or even the causes you care about. What does success mean for you based on your core values? When your core values and goals are in true alignment, what does that really look like? Success achieved at the expense of your values is ultimately hollow and unsatisfying. You will feel empty. Okay, so what does success look like for you as a whole person? What about your physical health, your mental health, your relationships, your work-life balance? How does it empower personal growth in your life? Is success resilience, a sense of purpose aligned with your unique aspirations, becoming disciplined in your day-to-day? What does it look like? By challenging these traditional notions of success, you can define what it means to you on your own terms based on your personal fulfillment, your impact on others, or alignment with your values. And this will help you create contentment in the midst of achievement and empower you to find meaning and purpose in your goals and life as a whole. It will help you feel fulfilled instead of empty. So take some time out to define success for yourself this week. Okay, so those are the 5 steps to setting bold, purposeful goals that you'll actually take action on. Let's review them one more time. First, connect your goals with purpose. Second, find your true why. Third, break free from self-imposed limitations and dream huge. Fourth, set ambitious yet achievable goals. And 5th, measure your success beyond external metrics. One final thought before I let you go. It is easy to let ourselves down, but we will fight harder not to let others down. Sharing our vision creates an urgency for us to actually finish what we say we are going to do. Community is a powerful force, so let it work for you. I challenge you to share your vision with those who will challenge or stretch you to pursue it. Now, if you're wanting some help with setting bold, purposeful goals, then check out Finish Line Goals. If you're sick of not sticking with your goals, or you're sick of the hustle culture and want a different strategy, then my simple Red Hot Goals formula will help you to create a personalized game plan that works for the seasons you're in with the capacity you have. You can work your goals into your lifestyle without sacrificing everything to achieve them. You can align your goals with your core values and purpose and make an impact. Now you can learn more and join us at redhotmindset.com/FLG. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/FLG. And I'll leave a link in the show notes for you as well. That is all I have for you today. Thank you for sticking with me throughout this whole episode. In all things, I pray you just run your race. I believe in you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go though, if you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or sharing it with a friend as it helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of the Red Hot Accountability Club, what are you waiting for? It's a private online community away from the noise of social media that provides coaching, support, and encouragement as you go after your biggest goals in business or life in a stress-less, no-hustle kind of way. Inside the club, you will own your own results, hold yourself accountable, and lean on others for support. If you've been looking for a simple off-social media way to grow, then this is it. Head on over to redhotmindset.com/RHA to learn more and join us today. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/RHA. And I can't wait to welcome you into the club. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.